That school bell tells us it is time for another session of the Warren County Radio Bible School. This is lesson number 58. I am Bill Boyd, the superintendent of this Radio Bible School, and I'm going to be bringing you a Sunday school lesson that was delivered by E.A. Elam on June 11th of 1922. To get the most out of this lesson, go get your Bibles and turn to the book of Jeremiah chapter 38. That is Jeremiah chapter 38. And while you are turning, I will tell you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. We're looking at the time in this Sunday school lesson when Jeremiah was cast into prison. And we read about that last class session in Jeremiah chapter 38, verses 4 through 13. Now, this is the introduction to this particular Sunday school lesson. It's the beginning of the captivity. And we're talking about the captivity of Judah and its captivity in Babylon. And so in the introduction we read, reference was made in the last session to Jehoiakim's reign. In the fourth year of Jehoiakim's reign, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took Jerusalem, carried away some of the vessels of the temple, Daniel and other captives, and put Jehoiakim in chains, intending to carry him to Babylon. But it seems he changed his purpose and left Jehoiakim as a tributary at Jerusalem, Jeremiah 25, 1 and 2. And we can read in Daniel 1, 1 and 2, and 2 Kings 24, 1, and 2 Chronicles 36, 6 and 7. Jehoiakim served Nebuchadnezzar 3 years and then rebelled. Nebuchadnezzar then sent against him bands of the Chaldeans, Syrians, Moabites, and Ammonites who were subject to Babylon, and who made havoc of the whole country from time to time until the subjugation and shameful death and burial of Jehoiakim referred to in the last lesson. God emphasizes in this connection the fact that the sins of Manasseh led to this. Let me read that to you. In Jeremiah chapter 24, or rather in 2 Kings chapter 24, and I'm going to be reading 2 Kings 24, verses 1 through 6. In his days, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. And Jehovah sent against him bands of the Chaldeans, and bands of the Syrians, and bands of the Moabites, and bands of the children of Ammon, and sent them against Judah to destroy it according to the word of Jehovah which he spake by his servants the prophets. Surely at the commandment of Jehovah came this upon Judah, to remove them out of his sight, for the sins of Manasseh according to all that he did, and also for the innocent blood that he shed. For he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, and Jehovah would not pardon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim and all that he did, are they not written in the books of the chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiachin, his son, reigned in his stead. This was the beginning of the Babylonian captivity. Jehoiachin, also called Jeconiah and Coniah, succeeded his father Jehoiakim. But he was governor under Nebuchadnezzar and reigned only 3 months and 10 days. Jeremiah said of Jehoiakim, he shall have none to sit on the throne of David, Jeremiah 36:39, which was true, because Jehoiachin was only viceroy or ruler under a conqueror. Jerusalem was again besieged. Nebuchadnezzar joins the siege in person after it had begun. And soon Jehoiachin surrendered. The temple was again plundered, and a great number of captives were carried away into Babylon. Among the number were the prophet Ezekiel, Shimei, Mordecai's grandfather that we'll read about in the book of Esther, and Jehoiachin, his mother, wives, officers, and chief men of the land. Jehoiachin remained in prison in Babylon for 37 years. After the death of Nebuchadnezzar, evil Merodach gave him liberty, changed his prison garments, raised him above other captive kings, and made him sit at his own table. Now, second part of the introduction is this. Nebuchadnezzar besieged Jerusalem. Zedekiah, another son of Josiah, an uncle of Jehoiachin, was made king by Nebuchadnezzar in Jeremiah 37, 1-3. His original name was Mattaniah, which Nebuchadnezzar changed to Zedekiah. He reigned 11 years. Nebuchadnezzar put Zedekiah upon an oath to be a faithful tributary in 2 Chronicles 36, 13, but in the fourth year of his reign, we find Zedekiah in the lead of the whole of Syria in an effort to throw off the yoke of Babylon. Ambassadors from Edom, Moab, Ammon, Tyre, and Sidon were sent to Jerusalem to consult with Zedekiah in regard to this. Hananiah the prophet went so far as to say that God had declared through him that in 2 full years the yoke of Babylon would be broken and all the vessels of the temple and the captives would be destroyed. But this Hananiah was a false prophet, Jeremiah 27 and 28. In the 9th year of his reign, Zedekiah rebelled against Babylon and sent ambassadors to Egypt for assistance, Ezekiel 17, 15 through 20. Learning of this, Nebuchadnezzar with his army went up against Jerusalem and besieged it, building forts against it round about. The siege lasted 18 months, and it was terrible. It progressed steadily to the most extreme starvation of suffering and famine and pestilence that raged. Children cried for bread, and there was none to deliver. The tongues of suckling children cleaved to the roof of their mouths for thirst. Men and women searched dung hills, hoping to find scraps of bread, and more horrible still, delicate women and tender mothers boiled and ate their own children. I'm going to read to you the lament about that that is found in the book of Lamentations as it describes this. I'm reading now from Lamentations chapter 4, and I'll read verses 1 through 10. How has the gold become dim? Now is the most pure gold changed. The stones of the sanctuary are poured out at the head of every street. The precious stones of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how are they esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter? Even the jackals draw out the breast and give suck to their young ones. The daughter of my people has become cruel, like the ostriches in the wilderness. The tongues of the suckling child cleave to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children ask bread, and no man breaketh it unto them. They that did fed delicately, though they that did feed delicately are desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in scarlet embrace dung hills. For the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the sin of Sodom that was overthrown in a moment, and no hands were laid upon her. Her nobles were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was as of sapphire. Their vestige is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaveth to their bones. It is withered. It is become like a stick. They that are slain with the sword are better than they that are slain with hunger. For these pine away, stricken through, for want of the fruit of the field. The hands of the pitiful women have boiled their own children. They were their food in the destruction of the daughter of my people." Jeremiah not only prophesied that Jerusalem would be destroyed and the people led away into Babylonian captivity, but also that after 70 years they would return. And he showed his faith in this by purchasing a piece of land during the siege. During this siege, Jeremiah reminded Zedekiah by the commandment of Jehovah of his refusal to keep the solemn covenant he had made with the people, that every man according to the law should send his servants free, and that for a breach of this covenant the sword, famine, and pestilence would come. See that in Jeremiah chapter 34. In his distress, Zedekiah requested Jeremiah to pray for him, saying, "Pray now unto Jehovah our God for us." Zedekiah was weak and vacillating. While he allowed Jeremiah's imprisonment, he felt his dependence upon him and had secret interviews with him and asked for his prayers and the word of God, but would not then act according to that word. Jeremiah showed his true courage in all these interviews by plainly declaring that the city would be destroyed and the people led into captivity, and that it was vain to look for Egypt for help, and that the only safe thing to do was to submit to the Chaldeans. Jeremiah was not yet cast into prison, but came in and went out among the people. Now, number three, the siege was lifted for a short while. After beginning the siege of Jerusalem, Nebuchadnezzar learned that the king of Egypt was coming with an army out of Egypt, and he broke up the siege to go and meet the Egyptians, but only to return shortly and to renew it. Jeremiah 37 and verse 5. And so number four, Jeremiah was arrested. During the cessation of the siege, Jeremiah was arrested and imprisoned. Taking advantage of the withdrawal of the Chaldeans, he started out of Jerusalem to the land of Benjamin to receive his portion there, which was probably a piece of land near Anathoth, or its products due him. Anathoth was 3 or 4 miles north of Jerusalem and was Jeremiah's home, as we have already learned. The gate of Benjamin was the north gate of the city, in the midst of the people. Many people, as well as Jeremiah, were taking advantage of the withdrawal of the Chaldeans to go out of the city for one purpose or for some other. As Jeremiah was passing out of the gate, he was arrested by Arijah, the captain of the ward, and accused of falling away to the Chaldeans as a traitor. Jeremiah denied this charge, saying, "It is false. I am not falling away to the Chaldeans." Having been arrested, Jeremiah was taken before the princes. The names of some of the princes are mentioned elsewhere in Jeremiah chapter 38 and 20 and 21. Jeremiah had commanded Zedekiah, his princes, and the people who resisted the prophecies to bad figs in Jeremiah 24. These princes smote Jeremiah and cast him into prison in the house of Jotham the scribe. The house of Jonathan had been converted into a prison. Jeremiah was not at this time put in the dungeon. He was later cast into the dungeon house, or the house of the pit, as it reads in the margin, and into the cells, one of the cells where he remained many days. Zedekiah had secret interviews with Jeremiah. Whenever Zedekiah asked Jeremiah concerning the word of God, he frankly, sincerely, and courageously spoke the truth. He said, "There is a word from Jehovah," and stated what it was, namely, "Thou shalt be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon." This was not pleasant news to the king, but it was the truth. The time for this class session is up. And we're going to have to stop here, and we'll continue at the next class session to find out about the time when Jeremiah was cast into the pit. And so, as the old schoolmaster would say, until next time, you may be dismissed.